First of all, any problems team-wise ahead of this one?
No, there's a few aches and pains. Theo came off with a tight groin, but he should be okay. So looks as if Reese is going to train this morning. So it's all good, competition for places. It's amazing when you're winning games how many people want to train.
It's interesting you say Reese is back, but Paul Quinn deserves a lot of credit, doesn't he, for coming in and doing what he did on Saturday. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, we're delighted for Quinn because he got left out after the first game of the season, and he showed a great attitude and he got his chance and he took it.
Is that a difficult decision for you now at right back?
It's a difficult decision going right through the team, because we changed it around and went two up front with Brownie and Kiko. But Theo's done nothing wrong. You know, he's been a threat for us. He's been setting up goals. So there's competition right through the team now, which is great.
Does he need another goal again? Because he had the spree when he first came in, didn't he? And they've dried up from a bit since.
Yeah, all strikers need goals. But the one thing Theo's doing is working ever so hard for the team. You know, he had a couple of assists last week. And we want people that, when things aren't quite going their way, to work hard. And, you know, I said after the game Saturday, that's what we got and possibly got as the result.
But you do have options there now. All the strikers you've got give you a bit of something different, don't they?
They do. And, you know, that's what we wanted, competition for places. But we wanted players that could adjust to different positions. And we also wanted a different kind of striker. You know, we've got, position-wise, we've got that in midfield with Dean Furman, Richie, Paul Keegan, Mark Duval to come in. Mm. So if we have to change things throughout the game, you know, we know we've got players that can do that.
Makeda getting the headlines at the moment, perhaps rightly so, but the one that always stands out is Brown. Just week in, week out, workhorse, and just leads the line so well, doesn't
it? I'm glad you mentioned Brownie there, because Kiko rightly so and Theo previously were getting a lot of the plaudits for the goals, but they'll be the first ones to admit that the job that Brownie does for these other strikers and the team is top class. You know, and I've said before, and as the season goes on, and I know we're only 8 or 9 games in at the minute, but I've not seen a striker of Brownie's ilk that's better than him. You know, as a target man leading the line, his work rate for the team's phenomenal, and he'll get his goals.
He's deceptive, isn't he? Because you look at him and you think, well, he's not going to be that mobile, but actually he is.
He is, and it's credit to him, you know, because he works hard in his fitness. I actually seen him doing a step over on Saturday.
Yeah, a couple.
Which I've never seen before. But he's, like a lot of the players, he's very fit, and he's playing with a lot of confidence.
And the experience obviously helps the others, I suppose.
It does, because he's such a handful, it creates space for other people, you know. And 9 times out of 10, when the ball comes in the box from Cops on Saturday, you're expecting Brownie to be there. You know, Kiko's in there because Brownie's done the hard work beforehand to try and create the space for the cross and that sort of stuff, especially when he doesn't go unnoticed.
What about Makeda? Got the goal. Fair to say, had a quieter game on Saturday.
Yeah, he did, but you know what you're going to get with him. You know, he's going back to what I said after the game again, he wants to get in the box and he wants to score goals. You know, he does some good stuff outside the box, but he really comes alive, and as a striker, with the different types we've got, you know, you need an out and out goal scorer, and that's the reason why we brought Kiko in.
Do you feel he's getting better and better with every game?
He will do, especially with fitness. You know, sometimes when players come in and loan, they've not played a lot of games, and use Bongs as an example, you know, and it takes them 2, 3, 4 games sometimes to get a match fitness up and see the best of them, and I'm sure that'll happen with Kiko.
Now, you started the last couple of games 4-3-3. You said Saturday you looked better actually when you changed it. Do you concede perhaps you're better with 4 across the middle?
Sometimes, and, you know, especially away from home. I think, you know, if we look back to the good performances away from home, it's been with 4 in the middle. We just felt that on Saturday with Wednesday not picking up results, that we wanted to go there and be positive and get the 3 strikers up front. Didn't work for us. Got to give Wednesday a bit of credit for that as well. But regardless of what system we played on Saturday, we didn't keep the ball well enough first half. You know, every time we won it back, we gave it back to them. So whether it's 4-4-2, 4-3-3, whatever system it is, for any system to work, you have to keep the ball. And we've done that better in the second half.
You're hoping that's just a blip then?
Yeah, look, we're not going to play well every game. I would like to. I want the players to go out there and express themselves every game, but, you know, from week to week, it's not game to game, it's not going to happen all the time. But if you dig in and have the togetherness that we showed on Saturday, when you're not playing well, you still got a chance of getting a result.
And the loan window closing soon, just an update really, are you expecting to do anything?
No, nothing at the minute. You know, we brought Kiko in, we've got the other loan lads already, so I think that'll be it for the time being.
Players out?
I've said that before.
I know you have, but players out? Like Griffin, Harper, players like that, maybe?
Not at the minute. You know, there's one or two that would like to get out and get games. But a lot of clubs are in a similar situation to ourselves, that to bring people in, sometimes you've got to get people out, you know, and it's hard, not just for ourselves, for a lot of clubs at the minute.
and Burnley next. Great start, lost Austin, but have coped really well without him.
Yeah, they're on a great run, you know, and credit Scotty Boaty Sean. You know, they're playing good football, they're very hard to break down, and they've got a lot of confidence at the minute. But us getting that 3 points on Saturday gives us a little bit of breathing space, and, you know, team that's second in the league coming to our place, there'll be a good crowd again. So it gives us the opportunity to have a good go at them.
It shows you what can be achieved when players stick together and a group, though, can stick together. I mentioned Austin as a loss, but apart from him, they've kept a good group there, haven't they?
They have, and Sean will be the first to say it. The one thing that hits you about them is they're such a hard-working group as well, you know, which is something that we are trying to mirror here, and we're getting there. The front two are on fire at the minute. You know, Ings is a quality player, Volks. You know, so they're going to be a handful, but it's a great test for us. You know, with Forest coming here the other week, there we went away to Watford, and these are the sort of games you want to test yourself in.
And to get that win, as you did at the weekend, to get that other win on the board, what does that do for confidence and the whole mood around the place?
It's a lot of times when, as a manager, and I've been there as a player, when your manager's constantly going on about how good you are in performances and you're not picking up points, sometimes you sit there and you think, is he a bit daft here? So to get the 3 points under it just gives them more confidence in what they've had and a lot of belief. And two big games coming up against two big teams in the division, it lets us relax a bit more. You know, if we hadn't won on Saturday and you're looking at the fixtures and you've got Burnley and Leicester coming up, and then Reading after that, you're wondering what's going to happen. But what we can do now is go and enjoy these games, because they're great games to play in.
How do you feel you've done at home so far?
Okay. I want our home form to be better. But we've played apart from the Bournemouth game, I think our performances have been good. But we've played a lot of top teams in the division already, you know, and we're holding our own. But we desperately want, for us to be successful this year, our home form, you have to start picking up wins, you know. And it's going to be tough for the two games we've got coming up, but it doesn't mean we can't have a go.
You mentioned Fernandes earlier on. How is he coming along?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's chomping at the bit at the minute. You know, he's joining ball work now with the players. Still no contact, but we're hopeful within 2 weeks that we'll see him back out full training and ready to go.
McComb?
Jamie's just still long term, you know. Yeah. He's still got his brace on. So you're still looking near Christmas time for Jamie.
Right. And we touched on Forrester after the game at the weekend, but just kind of summarise where he's at again for us.
He's frustrated because he desperately wants to play. And he's going to be probably 3 to 4 weeks before we get him back again. What we've got to do with him now is make sure he doesn't come back too early, because through his own enthusiasm and eagerness, that's why he's picked up this injury, you know, so we've got to make sure he's right.